the Fort Dodge Dodgers softball program is making their fourth straight trip. They're back in it after having no trouble with Sioux City East in the regional finals with a win 16-4 there. Dodgers will take on Bettendorf Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have the game right here on Sunday 99.7. Pregame coverage starts at 6:50. First pitch, 7 o'clock here on Sunday 99.7 and YourFortDodge.com. Myself and Brian Peters. I said all that to introduce my first guest. She's your friend and mine. She's the head coach of the Dodger softball program, and as I like to call her, the history maker, Andy Adams in the building. 700 win club, 13 career state tournament appearances, 6 out of the last 7. I could go on and on here, Coach Adams, but we'll be doing a two-hour show just with going through your resume if we do that this morning. Good to have you here, Coach. Thank you for the time. I know you guys are busy. It's a busy time. Thank you for making time for
Absolutely,
the
Absolutely, Rob. No problem.
You guys, I know, have practice, so we're going to get you and Aaron Miller in and out of here and get you guys back to work because there's work to do.
Yep.
I told Aaron the other day, the playoff opener, I saw Aaron on the way in to the field, and I said 5. And Aaron looked at me funny, and I said, 5 is the magic number.
Yep.
But to get to 5, you got to get to 1,
mm-hmm.
right? So now the magic number is 3. To get to 3, you got to get to 1.
Right.
Bettendorf Tuesday night in a rematch. Give me kind of your thoughts going in here.
Well, it's funny because, you know, we keep getting that question, and, you know, what do you think, what do you think? Well, at this point, we know that every team at the state tournament is there for a reason. Bettendorf picked off Muscatine quite handily, and that was a huge, huge shock to a lot of people. They'd beaten them earlier, but, you know, when you're talking, going to a state tournament, and, you know, like I said before, to get there is a feat. And when 3 of the top 4 teams went down that night, we were absolutely shocked at that. And again, you always have goals as a team. You have dreams. You have everything that you're trying to do. But sometimes the jitters, the expectations, the pressure, it just gets to a team. And you know, the hardest thing, too, I think, is not just even just coaching the game, but keeping those kids settled, keeping their mindset right, keeping everything the way that it should be.
I think blocking out the outside distractions
for sure
with state tournament is important.
I mean, we play there, and so on those fields, and it is a different atmosphere when you have that many people going, and we absolutely love it, don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, trying to deal with lots of emotions, and you know, I know a lot of those coaches and players and some of the parents from those teams, and they were devastated, and it does not get easier with that. So with that being said, you know, Bettendorf, we're just going to have to play them, you know, like any team that we're going to prepare for. You've got some hitters. You've got, you know, some pitching, obviously, that worked very well, popping an offensive juggernaut in Muscatine. And so we're not overlooking anyone by any means. And, you know, number 1 seed, number 8 seed, it, again, in 5A softball, it does not matter because you are facing a poison of some sort is what we're telling the girls.
Yep, it's definitely a beast of some sort. Everybody you play is good. Everybody capable. Andy Adams, my guest this morning, Fort Dodge softball. I was a little surprised when I saw the bracket come out that Bettendorf, given the 2 wins over Muscatine and their record is solid, that they drew the 8 and Southeast Polk drew the 7 with a record of just over 3 games over 500. Did that shock you at all that you got Bettendorf as opposed to Southeast Polk, or is it strength of schedule because of the CIML?
Of the schedule. They go by the rankings of what they did before.
Okay.
The final rankings, and coaches and I kind of went through what we would anticipate, and it's pretty much what we thought it would be. Aaron Miller nailed it, actually. And
did
again,
nail all the upsets?
No, but once they were upset.
Okay.
We thought maybe 1 upset. We thought 1,
say,
but not
he got all the
3
upsets. He's a savant.
Yeah. But then he did the schedule and breakdown after we found out the finals for everything, because it took a little bit for them to get the schedule out to us, so, which was kind of surprising. But, and again, it's pick your poison. You have teams with over 50 homers. You have defense, know, you have pitching. It just, you know, we're going to take it as it comes.
Yeah, and you got to. And you, as a coach, obviously know that you have to be focused on Bettendorf and nobody else. The players are going to be that way. But I'm the media, so I get to speculate and look ahead. That's part of the reason why I get to do this, because I get to do that, right? I take the coach's glasses off, right, a little bit.
Of course.
And I look at the second round, and, man, I've got it circled here. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, or Waukee, either
right.
one. It's going to be a great team that you would play in the semifinals, but I really want another shot at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, because I think you guys can get them this year with no Kalen Kenny. I think they are beatable, as opposed to last year. I don't think they were beatable.
Right. I mean, when you have a pitcher like Nicholas KK that, you know, was at that point pretty much unstoppable, but they have another great pitcher in Sheck, and she's – you know, she's a fabulous pitcher, a complete competitor. She's had two hip surgeries, and, you know, everybody's got their reasons and their wants.
Of course, they've got a superstar in the lineup in Maya Dodge, who everybody in the Pac-12 is after right now. So she's a baller.
Oh, yeah.
And so we know that they're going to be tough. This whole lineup of teams, there's not a bad team at a bunch. There's not not one where you can have an off night. My thing is this, though. I told you this off the air, so I'm not just telling you this because we're on the show today. You've heard me say this. I think you're the best team in the state. I have said that all year long, and I think your best is better than everybody else's. Now, the question is, can you be at your best three more times in this situation?
We're going to have to be. If they want to do what they want to do, you're going to have to be. And it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of whatever. But every team is in the same boat. And like we said, it's we're in a Coliseum right now, and whatever Gladiator's standing, left standing, that's the way that it is.
Now, you've got eight players in your starting lineup who've been right here before. Went
yep.
to the state championship game last year, fell in the quarterfinals the year before,
yep.
have seen it, have been there, they've got the T-shirt, all yep. that. You got to feel good about having that kind of experience on the field.
I think the girls definitely feel that as well. We can see that as a staff. They definitely do not like the week off. They don't, I mean, they want to play. But there's just a lot of, I tell them, there's just a lot of things you got to cover in that amount of time. And so, you know, they're willing to take anything that we're throwing at them right now, and they're doing a great job.
Coach Andy Adams, my guest, Fort Dodge softball, Dodgers in the state tournament coming up this week, Tuesday night. They have Bettendorf in the quarterfinals. We're going to have every game of the Dodgers state tournament run starting with Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, first pitch, right here on Sunday 99.7 and yourfortdodge.com. I've already wrote in my calendar that I'm going to be working until Friday night, Coach. So, we've got to take care of business here coming up. Now, your regional win, your regional final win against Sioux City East, you guys really had very little to no trouble with them. To their credit, they did fight back a little bit when you got up on them there. I give them credit for that. That second inning, you guys get 9 runs, you explode. Clark Kellogg, the college basketball analyst, would call that spurtability, and that's what you guys showed. You did a lot of that damage with 2 outs, too. I think you had about 5 runs with 2 outs. I just one of those things where here you guys went, and it seems like you've had an inning like that at points all year long.
I was going to say, we've done that quite a bit. We have a lot of stuff that we do with pressure at practice with 2 outs. And, you know, especially with us, with 2 outs, we run. We just run and run and run and run and you know, we've worked on that so much, and because every run is necessary,
sure.
and you just never know. And, you know, with their spurt of the 4 runs, you know, everyone was just shocked, you know, that, including myself, that they had scored that many. But, you know, a couple things went into factor there, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, right off the gate, Jim was drilled right in the rib with a ball. I was not happy at all.
Yeah, that's true, and... We're going to the base is clear and double. We're going to ask Aaron Miller about that in just a minute. because I was questioning Coach Miller just a little bit. Coach Miller, I love you, but I was questioning a little bit because your left fielder was in the pocket of your third baseman there. But, you know, hey.
No, that's on us. We've done that all year.
Ultimately, it didn't hurt you in the long, big picture.
Right.
You said after the game, you and I both kind of agreed that for the first time all year, Jaylen looked human because she looked like a being from another dimension all year long. She looked human for once, and I think you said after the game, it was like Rocky and the Russian. You get knocked down. What do you got to do about it there? I told you before we came on the air, I actually think that was a good time to have that moment for her.
They don't want it to stay tournament.
Right. How do you feel like she's got that one out of the way now and she's going to
I think so. I talked to her about it, and she was mad. It was kind of funny, but, you know, and she rolled her ankle, and, I mean, it was just kind of a combo of things. That happened all at once, and I said, "So were you stressed out?" And she was like, "Well, yeah." And I said, "Well, good. That's the point. We tend to roll, you know, with some people, and they need to feel that pressure and they need to feel that stress. It's hard to emulate that stress in a practice.
Sure.
We do the best we can. You know, we're.
But it's different because live bullets and non-live bullets, so to speak, is different.
And with your mistakes, you know." You sometimes can't get them back. So we're just trying to do that and get them as ready as possible. But these kids have played so much ball that we're to the point now where, you know what I mean, it's just going to be what are 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids going to do?
Yeah.
And that's what have we prepared them to do and what they've done themselves. And they're ready. They're ready.
Yeah. I would say this, having coached that age group, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, you have a bunch of 16 through 18-year-olds, and you've got a few 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
You've got a 14-year-old in your starting lineup for the state tournament team. But you have a bunch of kids who are business-like, who understand what this is, have basically pushed all their chips in and said, I'm going to sacrifice this, I'm going to sacrifice that, and this is what I want. And I think because of that, you don't have the typical 16, 17-year-old kid that's maybe flippant or unfocused. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. They're definitely – they know exactly what they are going for. And so, you know, they've given up a lot. They've sacrificed a lot, worked so much. We feel like we're in a good place right now.
Sure.
With that being said, they're not taking anything for granted. They definitely do not think this is going to be easy. And it's such a fine balance of getting them ready for a pressure situation, but keeping them calm and keeping them loose. Because, as you know, they're very silly and they have to stay loose. And it's hard to do with girls and really anyone. But, you know, it's a balance.
And it's a hard balance to achieve, but I think you guys have done pretty good with that. TK Doster in the regional finals. TK had a monster game, drove in six runs, had a two-run shot where she almost hit it over to second fence out there. Talked to her after the game. Was the first time I ever actually talked to TK, and I was very, very impressed. I was blown away, actually, about her just maturity and her poise and her, you know, deflection of the credit to her teammates. I was like, wow. This kid is an absolute winner. Not just a great softball player, but somebody who's probably going to be very successful because of those
characters. For sure. Right? She has her path set. I mean, she's going to play Division I, you know, ball at Iowa. She wants to be a teacher and a coach, eventually a principal. I mean, she knows exactly what she wants, and she'll get it because she is that way. And that's
she's
her personality.
Pursue it.
Absolutely.
She's relentless to it.
There's not a person that will get in her way, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I hope she comes back and
takes over
the program.
Oh, man.
Heck yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something. Of course, I think you got a long time left here.
Doesn't everybody?
I think you got a long time left. 21 seasons, but, you know, you started when you were like 12, so you're still, relatively young, and you got a lot of time. Everybody does always think they have a lot of time.
Yes.
I'll tell you this much. I don't know what the schedule I keep. I don't know how much time I've got doing what I do. I'll tell you that much. I'm not one who takes a big picture and says, oh, I'm going to do this forever. I don't know. At the pace I go at, I won't do it forever because I don't think you can. So you guys have Bettendorf on Tuesday night. What do you feel like are the biggest keys for you guys?
Do what we do. stay calm, keep them loose, having fun, you know, just do the task at hand. We're, you know, we coaches, we constantly are watching film. I watch at least probably too much, trying to analyze everything, but I've learned you just don't give that much to kids. You let them play the ball, do what they know, and that's it. You don't overanalyze too much because analysis by paralysis will get you, and they just need to do what they do. And Jalen needs to do her job of keeping those hitters off, and our lineup has to stay hot right now because 1 through 9 right now is pretty hot.
Yeah, I would agree with you. That's Coach Andy Adams.